Well, the United Nations Special Envoy in Iraq has called on the UN Security Council to firmly demand an end to ISIL Takfiri atrocities plaguing the country. Nikolai Mladenov accuses ISIL militants in Iraq of murder, hostage takings and kidnappings. He told the 15-member council that it is time to end the violence, enforce sanctions to isolate ISIL and bring the perpetrators of war crimes to justice. The UN Security Council has denounced ISIL's recent persecution of Christians. Mladenov urged Iraqi politicians to come together to fight terrorists that now control one-third of Iraq, including the country's second city of Mosul. ISIL militants launched their advance in Iraq in June and a few weeks later declared a caliphate extending from northern Syria to eastern Iraq. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University, and he's now joining us live via satellite from Washington. Professor, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Now, is such a call by the United Nations enough at this time? Do you believe that they're almost downplaying the threat from ISIL through their actions, which seem quite muted in the face of it?
No, the voice or the concern by an international official aims to direct the American attention to the crimes ISIS has been committing in Iraq. It's a warning signal. It is needed. It is due. As a matter of fact, it's overdue because it should have happened a long time ago. But the United States is still reluctant to confront the reality and help the government of Iraq fight Daesh, fight ISIS. We are not calling for the deployment of American troops in Iraq. I do not know why is the debate in Washington here where I talk is portrayed this way. No one has asked for the dispatch of one single American soldier. We're asking the United States to support the legitimate government of Iraq to fight terrorism. Why it is difficult? Why it is falling on deaf ears? I do not know why.
Indeed, I was actually going to ask you a question why, because, you know, it defies logic, does it not, that ISIL is a clearly terrorist organization and the United States is not supporting the Iraqi government in this fight. And certainly it can see that this ISIL group is a danger to its allies in the region as well.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, if the concern is one of humanitarian intervention, the United States should have put all the resources to help fight ISIS. But the challenge ISIS pose is basically strategic. So even there is more urge, there is more urgency to fight. ISIS simply is bad news. It is lethal, it is dangerous, it is extremist. So why is the United States, which has declared the fight against terrorism a strategic priority, escaping or shying away from a real confrontation with the enemy? If the enemy is identifiable, why aren't you fighting it? So you have to change the rhetoric in Washington. So here is a clear discrepancy in American foreign policy. You say one thing, I'm fighting terrorism, you are doing nothing to fulfill that goal. Fight ISIS because Iraq needs to be stable and it is for the betterment of all the peoples in the region.
And of course, Professor, when we speak about, you know, such terrorist groups, the issue of Saudi Arabia and its Wahhabi ideology, Takfiri ideology, etc., its support for such groups in the past and even now, maybe behind the scenes, always comes into question. And of course, Saudis are an ally of the United States. So should we expect any action to be taking place even behind the scenes by the United States towards Saudi Arabia?
Frankly, I do not trust the Obama administration. I do not know what they are doing. Sometimes they spy on Germany. Sometimes they denounce Daesh or ISIS. I do not know really what is going on inside the Obama administration. I do not think that Obama is really holding serious discussions about foreign policy. If this is absent, you cannot tell what does Obama think, who's an enemy of America, who's a friend of America. He missed the point of fighting Daesh because he really could have achieved and scored a major strategic success, but again, he declined the responsibility.
And finally, I'm just wondering, you know, at this point, of course, you know, ISIL and ISIS, as you call it, is a danger to the region itself. But certainly, I would imagine that, as I said, they will be a danger to the whole world at some point in time if they're allowed to go unhindered. Do you believe the United States is essentially creating a problem for itself by remaining silent?
Absolutely. I totally endorse what you said, and I'm pleased with your strong analysis. You beat me. So this is exactly what are the consequences are. The wages of leaving ISIS is to pose a global danger that exceeds the threat to Iraq and the threat to an important and vital area like the Middle East, the Islamic world, and the Arab world.